Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. Our website is active-faith.org. My email is stevehempel1@me.com. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today's question is, can specific prayer plus scripture help autism? Mark 9, 18-21, NLT, illustrates that children have always been a target of the evil spirits in the unseen realm. It says, "And whenever this spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. Then he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it. Jesus said to them, 'You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me.' So they brought the boy. But when the evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the child into a violent convulsion, and he fell to the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. 'How long has this been happening?' Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, 'Since he was a little boy.'" Now, if that had happened in the modern world, we'd have a diagnosis for it. We'd call it autism or on the spectrum or seizures or a combination of those things. But how many times in the Bible did they just call it a demon? Jesus always considered it to be a demon. I found that very interesting. The other day, I got a message from someone on Facebook that said they were a teacher and had a difficult student, and they wanted to Zoom with me and ask some questions. So we set the meeting up for the next day. This lady was in the middle part of the United States. She had a kindergarten teaching job, and she said there's a student in the class that when they show up, it's chaos. Chaos begins when they show up. And this child runs around the room screaming, throws food during lunch, attacks other kids. This lady said she comes home every day from teaching with scars on her arms, scratches on her arms. She said, "We love this kid. We have to change his diaper sometimes. It takes three of us to hold him down to change his diaper." He was diagnosed with some kind of autism, something on the spectrum of autism. That's what she was told. So she said, "What would you recommend?" I said, "Well, first of all, I would bind the demon of chaos. Usually you can look for key words like that. And that's the there's a spirit behind that keyword: fear, anger, revenge, chaos. So you bind that spirit." Now, specifically, I also told her to watch Battle Plan podcast number 48 about a man who couldn't read the Bible or pray until we bound and gagged the demons attached to him from a porn addiction. Ask God in Jesus' name to put those demons in chains in the pit until judgment, like Jude verse 6, so they couldn't come back and hurt the guy again, and also command that no similar spirits could be sent by Satan to fill that same void and cause the same problems over and over. So she watched that episode, memorized the prayer, and the next day I got a message from her. She said, I met the child at the drop-off line. I put my arm around him and walked him to class. I did not pray out loud. I prayed only in my head. I memorized that prayer. I prayed that prayer from episode 48 on the Battle Plan podcast. Prayed that prayer over the young man and also bound the demon of chaos." She said, "He never ran around the room. He never screamed. He never talked back. He never threw food. He cuddled with us. He cuddled. He's never cuddled." She said, "You're right. God's word is powerful." We had staked the room and also added this particular prayer. So, prayer plus scripture, a specific words in a prayer. She specifically bound and gagged and put in chains in the pit the demons that are attacking this young man. And everything changed. His whole attitude and the atmosphere in the room changed. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to help your child or grandchild by putting scripture around them about the issue they're facing and praying specific words about those issues for that unique situation. You might pray something like this: Lord, help my child, my grandchild, to feel peace and your closeness, Lord. Help them to be deaf to the enemy. Put a mighty angel beside them to protect them from unseen enemies. And then be specific on the issues that are the child is facing, and bind and gag the demons behind those issues in Jesus' name. And let me just remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.